This is Isese Talks with Ategbe.
Eni ase lore ti o fun won pe e je a fi ika lowo ika ni odun ore ni o ni mo bi ba fe le ri tin lo re ba won noja le eleri mo wa dupe o bi a ba se ni lore ope la du eni ase lore ti o fun won pe whoever we do an act of favor for that doesn't appreciate eje a fi ika lowo ore ni o ni mo ika ni odun. Let's test them with an act of wickedness. Ika ni odun, the person will definitely be offended by that act of wickedness. Ore ni o ni mo, but the person will still not appreciate the act of doing them favor. Casted the far for Eleri who was going to a night market. Eleri mo wa dupe o. I, Eleri, I have come to appreciate. Be a ba se ni lori ope la du. Whenever an act of favor is has been done towards us, the next thing we must do is appreciate. This is the declaration of Ifa. Ifa says we must learn to appreciate people whenever favor is done towards us, because we must understand that appreciation, the act of appreciation, is a prevailing attitude. Some people learn to always appreciate when the favor is big, like when they do a very big favor for them. But it shouldn't be this way. Even the smallest act of favor should be accompanied with a great sign of appreciation. Because Yoruba would say, "Ko se dase," we can't do it alone. We need people help. Like, we need people's help at a particular point of our life. We would always need people's help. And whenever they help us, we must always learn to appreciate them. Even if they are like a nobody, we must learn to appreciate them. Because appreciating them, you know, it directs us towards a higher frequency, a very high frequency, and it puts us in a situation whereby we'd be open to much more great and good things, like receiving this good and great things. It will put us in a situation whereby we'd be able to, like this thing I just said now is a quote from Rhonda Byrne. She says, "Gratitude will shift you to a higher frequency, and you would attract much better things in life." She said, "Gratitude will shift you to a higher frequency, and you'd attract much better things in life." This is what gratitude does. It puts you like to a very high frequency. Like this is like an unconscious we are talking of the unconscious state at which gratitude itself work. It puts you to a much higher frequency which you are not conscious about, and you'll be open to much more better things in life. So, and it does not take us anything to just appreciate, because when that same person does you an act of wickedness, you would definitely react. If you can react to the act of wickedness, why can't you react to the act of favor? So we need to understand that it's a prevailing attitude, and we need to learn to appreciate in little situation, because this is I think it's part of our journey in Ileaye. Gratitude, like as we move towards attaining success. Because let's check another quote from Alfred North Whitehead. He says, "No one who achieves success does so without the help of others. The wise and confident acknowledge this help with gratitude." This is from Alfred North Whitehead. He said, "No one achieves success." He said, "No one who achieves success does so without the help of others. The wise and confident acknowledge this help with gratitude." No one, like at a certain point of every point of our life, it's not just certain, we would need the help of others. We need the help of others, and it's only the wise and confident one that would acknowledge this help. I'll acknowledge it with gratitude. That thank you very much for helping me. Just like I'm using the quotes of these writers, and I'm acknowledging the fact that I use their quotes and I'm mentioning their names. It's a sign of gratitude. Like I'm being grateful towards the information they provided for me to use to do my podcast. It's a sign of gratitude. Some people would use this quote and not even give them credit. Some people who use it and not even say anything. It's because they are not here. They are not here, so there's nothing they would do. They wouldn't know about it. But consciously, it's not putting you towards that higher frequency. Like in our conscious state, is it conscious? I mean, in the spirit, is a spiritual thing. Like in the spiritual realm itself, that act of not showing gratitude is not directing you towards a higher frequency. It's bringing you down spiritually. In the spiritual realm, if you are somebody that shows gratitude in all form, it will project you towards a much higher frequency. Just like Rhonda Byrne said, she said gratitude will shift you to a higher frequency and you will attract much better things. So it's that quote, me personally, I think the gratitude shifting you to a much higher frequency is not something we are conscious about. It's something we are unconscious. It happens unconsciously. Like that's why I use the term in the spiritual realm. You understand? This is the spiritual realm is not something we are conscious about. We are only conscious about the physical. So this act of projecting you towards a much higher frequency is done unconsciously in the spiritual realm, whereby you would attract things. You understand? So we must learn to appreciate. Like even in the little situations, like little things from little people that are beneath us, we must learn to appreciate them. We must learn to appreciate them because it goes a very long way, and people would not even imagine how much gratitude goes in some people's life. I mean, some people don't have anything to offer you, but the fact that you appreciated the little they did to you, like it will melt. It will melt like that hard stone in their soul. So let's try to always appreciate and always and because people, you can appreciate people and not mean it. So when you appreciate people and don't mean it, it can never convert into gratitude, because when the appreciation comes from the bottom of your soul, then it automatically converts into gratitude. The person who feel it is not something the person who see with your gesture. They can't see it. They will never see it in your gesture, but they will feel it. They will, because it's coming from your soul, they will feel the conversion. Like this conversion, as it happens, they will feel it as it converts into gratitude. So I employ us all to endeavor to always show appreciation, even in little situation, because most of us only show appreciation in big situation, and the situation that matters most in life are the little ones. When we look at it logically, the most of the situations that matters in life are the little ones, little ones. I mean, you are a rich person and you are stranded in a certain place and you are very, very thirsty. You want to drink water. Your credit card is not with you. Your phone is, there's no service on your phone. You can't call anybody. Nobody even knows you are rich there. Your card is not working. Nothing is working. And you need to drink water. Like that is, and you just ask an average person on the road, like somebody that is not even up to your cleaner in your organization, and the person buys the bottle of water for you, and you still did not appreciate just because you think you can build a complaint of water for that person. No, at that moment, if that person did not get that water for you, do you know what would have happened to you? So, like little situations like this, is what really matters. Little situations, we must always appreciate it, because the person did not even know you. The person just saw that you needed to drink water at that moment, and the person bought it for you. So, please, guys, let's endeavor to always appreciate him, whatever we do. As Ifa also taught us in this verse I chanted earlier. I'll see you guys on the next one. Iru.